For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No cap recap.
No cap recap.
No cap recap. Presented to you by Down the Wire. Happy belated Thanksgiving. What a great week of football. In fact, it was week 12.
You are correct.
Of football, yes. 12 straight weeks now of the no cap recap. And not going to lie, Dave, I felt like the fattest of pieces of shits with how much football was on. Like, even the Black Friday game. It's, NFL is taking over our lives.
That Black Friday game was garbage.
It was also a garbage game, but we got Tim Boyle. Just wanted to throw that out there. Let's start with Thanksgiving, the first game of the entire week. The Green Bay Packers beating the Detroit Lions. Holy shit. That was a fucking awesome game. And 29-22... like, doesn't do it justice. Like, it was a garbage time touchdown at the end. They were up by 15 most of this game. And the Packers looked fucking great. I mean, the best. It, not just, okay, the Packers look good. Okay, Jordan Love looked good. But, like, this was the reason why we went with young receivers. Like, they looked awesome today.
I was really happy watching that entire game.
It was so good. Joe Barry has, like, figured out how to coach all of a sudden.
What are you talking about, Tom? It's Joe Barry. He needs to get fired.
I was on the bandwagon last year late of, hey, he's going to keep his job. You might as well deal with him. And then over the last, I don't know, four games, he's been pretty solid regardless of how the Packers have played.
He's been the best coach all year on the Packers, on the Packers side.
Are we going to do Rich Bisaccia like that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, just making
because
sure.
The defense has kept them in games. The special teams has not, as as evident by what you did to Anders Carlson.
You're gonna try to drive that into the dirt.
I have to now because I'm mad at you.
All I said was he was the best performing rookie. I never said anything about his kicking.
I'm mad at you.
Maybe Jaden Reed taking over that best performing rookie.
Maybe. You know what? Don't even fucking say
it. Some people are saying it. That's all
I'm
saying.
Don't even say it because now you are going to fuck him.
No, because I was all in on Jordan Love, and I've been all in on Jordan Love. I wanted to rock with him. We wanted to rock with him. And this is a game that you see, and you're like, yeah. See, he's better than just a one-and-done-year quarterback. He's definitely better than that.
Yeah, he just needed time. I don't understand why people need to get all fucking butt hurt. What? He lost three games in a row. Blah, 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 blah. Like, are you serious?
And shout out to the Rashawn Gary paycheck. That came in handy. It was an overall great game for Green Bay. And like I said, I really took note of the young receivers. I mean, Dobbs had a pretty bad drop in the end that could have sealed the game a little bit sooner. It wasn't over by any means, but Jaden Reed's been great. This was a Malik Heath kind of breakout day. Get him involved more. Christian Watson finally fucking decided to show up today. I mean, this was textbook Jordan Love is cooking with, you know, chopped ingredients. He's making something crazy
out of all of it. His pocket presence makes me wet.
Okay, the line also on both sides was completely different story the first time they faced Detroit. Remember how they got manhandled? It was probably their worst game of the year in Green Bay when Detroit came and beat the shit out of us the entire time. Then it's the complete opposite. This might have been for sure the best game of the year since week one, maybe overall.
This is easily the best game he's played.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I mean, we talked about this not too long ago. Last week's was also really good.
Oh, yeah. He's been really good this whole month. He's been solid.
Yeah, and shame on me. I went with Detroit.
Yeah.
And they let me down. At this point, I'm fucking done with Detroit.
They're frauds?
I've told you, they've been on fraud watch all year.
They're frauds.
And at this point, I'm betting money they lose the division.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
To the Vikings?
No, I don't know. I mean, Green Bay is all of a sudden in the hunt.
Yeah, well, they're not. I mean, they are, but they're not.
If Minnesota loses today, they're a half game back.
Yes, I get that, but they're not.
And the schedule is ridiculously different between the other teams that got to make it for Green Bay and everyone else.
Here's Detroit's schedule. Saints next week.
Dub.
That's Bears the week after.
Dub.
But then the last four games, Broncos, Vikings, Cowboys, Vikings.
Yeah, okay.
And I know, like, normally you would say, oh, Broncos, but, you know, we'll get to that later.
Completely different team.
They are fucking phenomenal at this point.
Also, just want to say, there is a world where the Packers... here's the other thing. Green Bay, playoffs should not be the goal, okay? That's fine. I would love 9 wins. You get to 9 wins without it, like, okay, cool. Fine. They got to go 4-2 over their next 6. Here's the schedule. Chiefs in Lambeau Sunday night this week. Yee, but maybe. Giants, please win. Buccaneers, please win. Panthers, please win. Vikings, maybe. Bears, please win. I mean, that has to be a 4-2 schedule right there. Has to be. And then if you get to 9 wins, fate, whatever, it's all going to come down to New Year's Eve against the fucking Vikings. That's 100% the game that matters this year.
Yeah, and they're going to have to play. The Vikings are. Right? Because it's going to come down super close for them to winning the division. So you know the Vikings are going to play hard. Joshua Dobbs has rejuvenated this fucking team.
Yeah, yeah.
And did we talk about this? Is Kirk on his final year?
Yeah, he'll probably be gone.
Are you saying they sign Josh Dobbs and make him the long-term starter? I'm sure he'd be cheap.
Maybe. Cowboys Commanders. And Dave, the Cowboys just beat the shit out of bad teams.
Yeah.
It's what they do.
Well, the Cowboys, overall, they're not the Miami Dolphins. They're better than that.
Yeah, they're right. But I mean, like, it's almost guaranteed plus 21 picking Dallas.
Well, yeah, especially like Deron Bland healthy. Like, oh, dear Lord.
5 pick 6s in 1 year, new NFL record. And it's week 12. That's fucking nuts. That's fucking nuts. You know, he has more career touchdowns than Kyle Pitts. Isn't that crazy?
That's sad.
That's crazy, right? That's absolutely insane.
So speaking of games, though, let me get right to them first. The Cowboys, they have a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah, I think they got to play San Fran and Philly still, right?
They have to play Philly, no San Fran.
Okay.
They have the Seahawks next.
Okay.
Eagles, both are at home.
Oh, I got to play the Eagles. Oh, okay, got it. Go ahead.
At Bills,
yeah.
At Dolphins,
yeah.
Home for Lions, at Commanders.
Shit, yeah, it doesn't really let up. I mean,
here's the thing. The Bills and the Dolphins are half frauds.
If they beat Dallas, do they get out of half fraud and they go to legit? Because people are kind of wondering if Dallas is legit.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Because it's not enough.
It's a lose-lose either way.
Like for those opposing teams.
Right. Yeah.
They haven't done enough, dude. Yeah. And again, we'll get to them later. But that's Dallas's upcoming schedule. And I mean,
Jack Del Rio got fired after this game.
Welp.
Yeah, he was the coordinator for the Commies. But I think that Dallas is probably the third best team in the NFC. I think that's fair to say. I think they're better than the Lions.
I would agree.
And so that puts San Fran and Philly above them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any other team that's after that.
I don't think there's anyone remotely close.
They're 5-0 at home, and they have like they've scored like 200 points, and their teams have, against them have scored like 60. Like they're outscoring.
I think it's all but certain at this point that Dallas, San Fran, or Philly, one of those two of those three teams will be playing each other for the NFC Championship.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. And then the last game on
Turkey Day.
Turkey Day was the 49ers and the Seahawks, and Christian McCaffrey is just a bad man. That's all it is. He is so good when he needs to be, and just completely, like, I feel like if he just retired today, he'd get his number retired in San Francisco and they forget about him in Carolina. He's just a completely different player. totally changed up. Went his number up one spot from 22 to 23. Brock Purdy, solid. You know, does what he needs to in the game.
Yeah, and, you know, credit to Seattle. They kept it closer than I thought it was going to be.
Is it, what is that, 18? 31 to 13 looks like so much more than an 18-point loss, doesn't it?
It looks bad.
It looks really
bad. But I'm going to tell you right now, they kept it closer because I definitely thought they weren't getting a touchdown.
Geno Smith did play.
Yes.
Which, I don't mean,
if, reason I don't know, why they
I don't
lost.
Know if that's a good thing, yeah. But Deron Bland also has more touchdowns this year than DK Metcalf. Another one. Just
tough.
It's Kyle Pitts' career, though. That's why it's funnier if I say that.
Kyle Pitts is... Oh.
Oh, sorry.
You can say overrated.
Whoa. Okay. Okay. Dolphins Jets on Black Friday. Tim Boyle. Yeah.
I mean, this was another one that, you know, we called. Tom, this is the first week that we both nailed our plus 21s.
Ever.
I don't know about ever, but this year.
Okay.
I don't know how I'd go back and check from previous
we'll
seasons.
We'll say ever.
Sure.
Okay.
This is a for sure. This one's like logged.
Logged. Why? I never understand, Dave.
Tim Boyle?
Well, oh. Not just Tim Boyle, because it's not only Tim Boyle that has situations happen like this. I know you're losing by a lot. You're getting the shit beat out of you. But how do you run the ball 10 times when you have a backup quarterback playing in the game?
Look, fuck if I know.
I mean, I understand. Like, hey, you were getting your shit kicked in. You only had 29 rushing yards. It was not a good game. But you would think you know that the backup quarterback is worse. And some people would call Zach Wilson a backup quarterback playing this whole year anyway, too. I just don't understand why you let Tim Boyle go throw the ball 38 times. Like, that's definitely not going to win. And then the pick six at the end of the half, 99 yards. I mean, what are you doing? That Jets second round pick is going to be fucking high, dude. It's going to be awesome. And now I sound the alarm for Mike White. One of the GOATs. At the backup quarterbacks, by the way.
Did Mike White get in there?
He did. I think he just took a knee.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't mark him down because I don't have him with a play.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he took a knee. He's got negative rushing yards.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
You're right.
But the Dolphins are so fucking fast. I mean, whatever they want to do, they can do if they're faster than you. Between Waddle and Hill and Mostert, this was like a totally, I don't know, textbook game from them. Tua isn't even looking perfect, and they're still winning by 21. So well,
I just want to be clear. I am not marking Mike White down as a player on the year.
Why?
Because he didn't throw. Like, that's my caveat. You need to throw the ball.
You know, I saw a stat that all but six teams have had their quarterback play every game.
Yeah. Wait, no. All but six teams have had their... So, no, no.
So that makes all no but 24 teams.
There it is. Yeah, you had the...
26 teams. It's 32 teams.
And I know. I've been keeping track.
Yeah.
There's only a couple that haven't thrown in a backup.
Shout out them Packers. Colts Buccaneers.
The Bucs were one of them until this past weekend, and they brought in fucking Kyle Trask. Let's go.
You don't get to see Kyle Trask very often.
I mean,
some would call him the white whale of football.
Don't you do that to me.
I'm just saying.
No, that's Mike White. Mike White whale.
Yeah, but Kyle Trask literally just never plays. It's kind of wild that he never plays. I mean, they did spend a second round pick on him, after all. But the Buccaneers suck. I mean,
yeah, they've lost five straight.
They kind of turned it up a little bit in the fourth. Mike Evans is still good. Rashad White is good. But I'm pretty sure we split on this one, right? I picked the Colts. We did.
I took the Bucs.
Yeah, man. I love Gardner.
Shame on me, man.
I love Gardner Minshew. He doesn't even have to fucking throw a touchdown, and he's electric. The one he ran in, though, he got, like, stupid hype. Stupid hype for. Is Gardner Minshew playing himself to, like, try to get a job next year?
I would say yeah.
Right?
I mean, I don't know what his indie contract is, but Anthony Richardson is guaranteed.
Guaranteed the spot.
Yeah.
But Gardner always is, I mean, at least fun to watch. Like, he could go start somewhere.
I would be in favor of that.
Yeah, and the Buccaneers moved to 4-7, and yet they still have a chance to win the division. Like, that's how dog shit the NFC South is. Maybe the worst game of the week?
Ooh.
Giants Patriots. I'm just gonna sound this alarm three times. One for Tommy DeVito. One for Bailey Zappi. And one for next year for Mac Jones. Like, he's done.
That's fair.
He's so garbage. I mean, he's just terrible. The Patriots are about to end up with a fantastic quarterback prospect next year, because they're going to be in the top three picks.
Are you going to be mad about it?
I don't know. I kind of think it's more fun when the Patriots are good. Like, we need a better villain. There's no good villains right now in the NFL.
Ooh, okay. That's a good take. Let me see. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't hate that. I mean, you still got Cleveland.
True, but Cleveland's not the villain.
That's true.
Deshaun's the villain. And he's done for the year.
So yeah, we can't say karma. Vegas anymore.
Right.
Because Vegas definitely
would have been there. The Jets would have been a great villain this year. Would have been a great villain.
I mean, I think they still kind of are.
No, you got to feel bad for the Jets, because their offense can't do anything, and their defense, like, just didn't give a fuck after the pick six in the game on Friday. They did not give a fuck. They were like, all right, well, we're going
to
lose. Like, that's... Our offense isn't going
to
score two touchdowns this week. Like, that's it. It's over. But anyway, the Patriots, this game was disgusting. It was raining. They got in field goal range. I think it was like a 43-yard kick. Maybe it was even less. But Chad Ryland, rate the name. Ready? 3, 2, 1, 2. Okay.
Yeah, that.
Good.
That wasn't going to get me hard.
That was a really bad name. Chad Ryland misses like the chip shot kick. Patriots are 2-9. I don't know if they've like ever been that bad in my lifetime. Even the Matt Cassler year, like I'm pretty sure they were good. He was good. Right? Yeah. So this is just completely foreign to me right now. And I think they're going to end up with Drake May. I think they're going to just get a whole new guy ready to go. And Mac Jones, I mean, he's done. I would almost rather have Tim Boyle than Mac Jones. Like, at least I just fucking know.
Tim Boyle's got like statistically the worst, like he is the worst QB of all time.
Do you know Tim Boyle has more touchdowns in the pros than he did in college?
Yes.
He had one touchdown in college. One. He made the NFL. That's fucking
crazy. Man, you know what? We don't get hype. We stay hyped.
And did you see Tommy DeVito did the, like, hey, when he scored his touchdown?
So gross.
Yeah. So he's just leaning into the Italian stallion. And the Giants, like, I don't know, they're 4-8, but I don't think anyone thinks they're that good even. Like, they're dog shit as well.
They're pretty bad.
Commanders would beat the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. The Commanders are bad now. Like, not just bad, but like the really
Titans,
bad.
The Titans would beat the Giants.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Steelers, Bengals. We split on this one, too?
We did not. We both picked Steelers.
Okay. Okay. That's right. You knew Jake Browning was playing. That's why.
Yeah, that's right.
I
remember we said this was our sneaky plus 21, in which we were very wrong there.
I corrected you that saying their offenses would not score. You were sneaky wrong on this.
You said that this could have been a plus 21 as well.
No, we'll play the tape. We'll play the tape.
All right.
I guarantee it wasn't.
We got time.
I'm not. I don't have time right now. I'll
you
play
fucker.
It back.
Yes, you do.
I promise you I did not do this. Shout out to Joe Mixon being ass again. We're like the number one hater Joe Mixon podcast out there.
I mean, I think we are justified in our, I would say, dislike.
But the Steelers had like 400 yards of offense for the first time ever.
Not that long, but it's been something like 30 years or something like that.
It's a long time.
Like 40 years, maybe.
I don't know if it was that long, but it's probably been since Big Ben. Like, that's for sure. And like,
Tom, I think it's really been that long.
No,
it's been
Big Ben's something thrown for 500 yards in the game. I know he has. So
it's, you know it?
I'm guaranteeing it. I will say that the Steelers, I mean, they're going to be in any game they play all year just because of their defense. Any game that they have, they're going to be fine. Whether they win or lose, it's going to be a one-score game. This is like how Mike Tomlin does it. He's two wins away from clinching up that never having a losing season. I don't know what their remaining schedule looks like. I mean, the Steelers got to play the Cardinals next week and the Patriots the week after. So, like, bring that money. Come on, Mike Tomlin.
Let's go!
You can easily get
those
two wins.
It's all but guaranteed at this point, right?
Like
that.
Yeah.
If you want to bet money, bet that the Steelers are going to be 500.
Over under 2 days, Mike Tomlin, if he ever got fired, if he get hired again.
I will. Well, you see when he's available.
I'm saying he gets fired, and if he were theoretically available immediately for hire, would it take more than 2 days for someone else to hire him?
No.
No, I don't think it would. He would easily be hired instantly.
Yeah.
David, the Panthers going to win another game all year.
I think we went over this before, didn't we?
I'm going to say no. And
it's not looking good.
All over the Frank Reich was going to get fired this year.
Yeah, way to go.
And
not only that, but fired mid-season.
Yeah,
because I agreed with you that he was going to get fired. But I thought since he is
a first year
and a Super Bowl winning quarterback, head coach, Jesus Christ. Head coach, I thought.
I don't think he was the Eagles head coach. That was Doug Peterson.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind that.
Yeah, but he was like the quarterback's coach.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
shame okay.
on me.
It's okay.
To answer your question, the Panthers still have to play. Their next three are Buccaneers, Saints, Falcons.
Like, as ass as all those teams are, I don't think they're worse.
They're pretty fucking bad.
Like, I don't think any of them are worse than them. So
there was also a report that after this, I can't remember if it was Schefter or not. I think it was 7 to 10 coaching opens, he thinks.
That's what he's betting on.
Whew.
Well, if he's counting Vegas and now Carolina, that would be 5 more coaches get fired.
All right, let's quickly run through.
Ron Rivera.
Okay, three.
Belichick might leave.
I'm
Bob Sala.
Man.
Matt Eberflus.
Okay. I'll give you that one. Vrabel, potentially.
Again, like that guy would get hired so fast if he left. Like yeah. If they fire him, they're stupid. Zach Taylor, sneaky though. Sneaky on the Zach Taylor. Burrow Dable. Bailed his
Dable?
Oh, Dable. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, dude.
Good
one. Finally, can we get Todd Bowles out of there?
Todd Bowles, yeah.
Like, almost guaranteed. Damn,
there might be seven. There might be seven.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, it sounded like a lot, but now that he said that, there might be.
I feel like we're still missing some. Who they got in Arizona?
First year still. Not Steichen. Gannon. Yeah, he's going to stay. He's going to stay.
Staley.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget Staley, dude. Fuck that guy.
That's what he wants. He wants you to forget that he's coaching.
Well, it's not happening.
And it's like...
As much as I want him fucking gone.
Sneaky gets through.
You fucking garbage. Oh, and there's literally nothing else to talk about this game.
Dennis Allen, sneaky get fired? Saints?
I mean, he's still a backup to me. He ain't the real head coach.
It's just been a three-year interim.
Yeah. Has it been 3 years? No way.
I think Sean it's two. Sean Payton didn't coach last year, and I think he didn't coach the year before.
No way.
Yeah, I think so. Feels like this is his third season.
Wait, no. It was definitely 1 year. Because last year is when the fucking Kevin James movie came out.
Oh, okay.
And we were just like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it was. What was that movie called?
I don't fucking know.
It wasn't called The Game Plan. That's The Rock.
You think I know this shit? I don't.
Jaguars, Texans. We had a split on this one.
Yes.
I did rock with CJ Stroud.
Yes.
And he did get them in field goal almost range. And
backup. Backup kicker.
Matt, they should have put Ogunbowale out there is what some people are
for
saying.
For like the 60-yard kick? Or
58-yard field goal. And it literally hit off the middle of the crossbar, like, so it didn't go in. If it was from 57, it might have went in.
That is true.
I mean, it literally was like a game of inches on that one.
Yeah, it was insanely close. I mean, you can be disappointed, but you're not going
to
be mad.
Dave, I'm going to say this take. I want you to rate it on a scale of like 1 to 10 on crazy. 10 being the most crazy. I think if I had to pick a quarterback for the next 10 years, based on production this year, plus you weigh in a little bit of previous from what you can, I would take Patrick Mahomes 1. Think I would take CJ Stroud 2.
Okay. How many years? Past 10 years, you said?
You get the next 10 years with them.
Oh, of the quarterbacks today?
Yes.
Okay.
There's one other name that sneaks into my brain, and it's Justin Herbert. If I get the next 10 years of their career, I think I'm taking him over Josh Allen in a 10-year span. I think I'm taking him over Lamar Jackson.
The only one that, you know what, Lamar is, I should throw him in there too. It's like Lamar and Hurts. And I know Hurts is, like, the thing about Hurts is, like, he is, a system quarterback.
Well, this is what's called a setup in the business, Dave. First quarterback stat line is 2,599 yards, 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, with a, what am I looking at? What's the other one? 236 yards a game, okay? 11 games played. The other quarterback is 2,697 yards with 18 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. So, like, which one's a better stat line?
Well, the first one is, this is set up. You've been set up because I know this. That is Jalen Hurts number one, Jordan Love number two.
Oh, it was Jordan Love number one. Ooh. And Jalen Hurts number two. Tough. Jordan Love has more touchdowns than Jalen Hurts over the air.
Okay.
Now you include the QB sneaks and shit, like, cool, Jalen Hurts. But
and then that's something that you got to factor in, that Jalen Hurts has a fuck ton of rush yards.
Well, not rush touchdowns, not a lot of rush yards.
No?
Rush
did they slow him down on that?
I mean, he can run the ball, sure, but he's not like, I don't think his rushing ability should be weighed that much. He has good playmaking ability with his legs. I don't think he's a scrambler. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at. I'm just saying, I love what I see out of CJ Stroud. He led this drive down there. Trevor Lawrence technically outplays him, I guess.
Oh, no, today. He does not. No way.
Today.
CJ Stroud has the better game. Look at the stat line.
Yeah, no, and eye test too. Like, Stroud, when he throws the ball, it just looks like it comes off different. It really, like, zips out of his fucking hand, man. And he's doing it with guys like Nico Collins and, you know, Tank Dell, a bum-ass Robert Woods, Brevin Jordan. I mean, like,
God bless you. Rate Brevin Jordan. 3, 2, 1.
One.
Yeah, that one's
Brevin's
that one's
a bad name.
Well, combine that with Jordan, no thanks.
And meanwhile,
that is so white.
On the other side, Lawrence has Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, Travis Etienne. I mean, Zay Jones, if he wants them. There's a whole bunch of fucking names that they've invested a lot of money into on that side of the ball. No one thought the Texans after 12 weeks would be above 500. No one. You cannot tell me anyone thought that. I don't believe you if you do.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think a big portion of that is because of CJ Stroud.
He's got that dog in him.
Ooh.
Next, we have Saints Falcons.
Okay.
We split on this one?
We did. I took New Orleans. Sad boy. Yeah,
I had a good week. I had a good week watching the games. I had a good week. I just want Derek Carr out. Like, he's not fun.
I think he's guaranteed to be gone.
No, they gave him too much money.
That doesn't mean anything. They'll find a way. They will find a way. He is
garbage.
So bad.
Garbage.
Like, what happened to Derek Carr?
Well, he doesn't have the best receiver, one of the best receivers in the league anymore on his team. That'll help.
Well, they still have a really great, they have great offensive weapons.
There is no way that Derek Carr should be losing games where Desmond Ridder is the quarterback on the other side. Fair?
Yeah.
There's just no way. Now, granted, it was all Bijan Robinson this week for the Falcons again.
Here's the thing, though. It still was more than a touchdown. It was a two-score game.
Right. They
And a big part of that is because of Jesse Bates, who
is a beast.
I'm stamping as the biggest steal of the offseason.
Ooh. This is like the Hassan Reddick move.
Sure.
The Hassan Reddick steal of the offseason.
Because they didn't sign him for anything.
It's a down-the-wire award we're giving out.
All right, but, like, dude,
he's
you
nuts.
You have Chris Olave. You have Alvin Kamara. You have even someone like Rashid Shaheed.
Kamara's kind of washed now, I think.
I don't think so.
A little bit. A little washed.
What are you talking about? 15 carries for 69 yards.
Nice.
Yeah. You see what I mean? He's nice. Not washed. You have fucking Taysom Hill also caught two passes. Like, let's go.
Dude, I told you I'm kind of turning on Taysom Hill. Like, I kind of like him now.
He also carried it 7 times. That's insane.
He's fucking crazy, dude. He's fucking crazy. And he's a quarterback.
He's going to have the most disgusting stat line you have ever seen.
He's probably just going to have the most disgusting CTE by the end of it, too. I mean, the guy's just craves contact.
But I mean, you have all that, and you're only able to put up 15 points.
Yeah, it's not great. No, the Saints suck, dude. And that's why I said Dennis Allen, like, sneaky could get fired too.
I don't think that's sneaky. I don't think that's sneaky.
If he wins the division, they probably won't fire him.
Sure, but
the Falcons really are now in first. Could Arthur Smith get fired? I don't want Arthur Smith to get fired.
No, honestly, I'm losing my faith on him. He's kind of garbage.
Get him a quarterback. Get him a quarterback.
Sure.
This guy is rocked with Ryan Tannehill, Desmond Ridder, and Taylor Heineke his whole career.
Gross.
Yeah, get him a quarterback. We had a split again in which I lost this time.
I do not have a split on this.
Oh, what? Didn't I pick the Cardinals?
Oh, sorry. I accidentally skipped one. You're right. You did take the Cardinals. I took the Rams.
I thought I picked the Cardinals.
My bad. I went to the next one.
It was looking awesome when it was 8-7. They were like, hey, fuck it. We're going to take that penalty. We're going to go for two. We're winning. What's up? Suck it. And then the Cardinals, like, fell apart. Know, you bet on the 2-9 team. Like, you kind of assume that you look like shit at the end of it.
Well, they do look like shit, but, you know.
Kyren Williams was a beast. He had over 200 yards, all purpose, two touchdowns as well. And the Rams are back to being, like, the decent, best, the worst good team.
Okay.
The worst good team.
Sure.
Not the best worst team. They're not a worst team. But I'll give them the worst good team in the NFL.
What's the best worst team? Is that the Chargers?
That could be the Falcons.
The Bills might be up there.
No, they're good. They're fine. I mean, their schedule sucks. And no, they might
but
not
they play it. Like ass.
Not this week. Kyler Murray. Lost. I mean, he made enough plays where it's like, fuck it, cool. Kyler was playing. Maybe he. I don't know. I'm not convinced that they're gonna not draft a quarterback. Still, they could not, and I'd be like, okay.
Kyler's looking okay.
They might take Marvin Harrison Jr. like second overall.
In which they do need that.
Yeah, and just get him another weapon. I could see that. But, I mean, the Cardinals are just in a hole already from it. They're going to suck.
Well, they were going to be bad.
They're going to be bottom five. And that's going to be it. I mean, that's how it rolls. When's the last time Matt Stafford threw for four touchdowns? That feels like a long time. You doing their Super Bowl year?
I would say probably.
Well, Cooper Kupp was going crazy that year, so you had to. But it feels like 5 years. It was probably two, but it feels like five. Next up, is this Broncos Browns?
Yes, this is the one that I thought I was reading, that you said. We said we had a split.
And we both picked Browns, right? Yeah.
We thought DTR was going to show up, and he didn't.
No, and we also got PJ Walker.
Let's go!
Dave.
His name is Philip.
He says every time.
And
I'm gonna say that if the Packers played this Broncos team, they would have lost anyway.
Wait, the Broncos would have lost?
No, the Packers would have lost.
Oh, I agree.
Like they could have beat them when they were still shit. But
what was Brett Rippin?
Well, that was the Rams. But
who did they play? Just did they have Russell Wilson?
Yeah, they had Russell Wilson.
Okay. For some reason,
but they weren't good then. Dude. They were getting good when they
this
beat us.
This is the aura of Sean Payton.
I think I heard Big Cat say, is this the best coaching job he's ever done? Because it's like getting to that territory.
I mean, he
won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But he also had Drew Brees, who was like in his you era.
Sure.
This Denver team was terrible last year, and it's the same team.
Except this Denver team had good pieces.
Right.
We talked about it. They had a great defense. They have a great defense.
Hey, a clip that aged well, too. The Hackett terrible coach clip from Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you fucking sucked last year. And everyone was like, oh, what's up, Payton? You suck. And he's like, no, I'm above 500 now.
And offensively, like weapon-wise, they have good talent too.
Yeah, and right Russell there. Wilson is just not like yesterday. Yesterday wasn't a game that was perfect for him.
No,
I mean didn't look like an MVP or anything. But he's been pretty fucking good all year, pretty solid.
Yep.
I mean, way better than last year. How long did it take him to get to fucking 10 touchdowns last year? Like week 12.
Too long.
I think he's got almost 20. So, I mean, this is exactly what you wanted out of him, this type of production, this Broncos team. I mean, there's 10 teams that are like above 500, I think, or 500 or above in the AFC. So it's a very competitive division or conference. Denver's sneaking right now. They could totally sneak in a playoff spot if they get hot and stay hot right now.
Yeah, well, it's more like other teams have to fall.
They were 1-5. They were 1-5.
They currently
have the longest win streak.
Second longest, I believe.
Oh, to the Eagles?
No, the other one was the Chiefs from years ago. Alex Smith Chiefs.
Oh, I'm saying five in the active streaks in the NFL, they have the longest win streak.
Oh.
What were you talking about?
I'm talking about like the past 30 years.
For what?
After starting 1-5.
Oh, okay.
The Chiefs have a 10 game.
Sure, that makes sense. That makes sense. But they have the longest active win streak in the NFL is what I was going for. Five straight weeks. So, and then the Browns, DTR should get one of these two, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. As long, I mean, he does. He got his shit fucking rocked.
Yeah.
Came out with that bloody lip leading up to PJ. But,
Plowjob.
Plowjob? No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Okay. Amari Cooper got hurt as well.
Tough.
And I think Myles Garrett got a little banged up as well.
Yes.
Like the Browns could be on the...
Well, and more importantly, Kevin Stefanski.
No, he won't get fired. No, he won't get fired. No, he's safe. Safe.
I don't know.
Ball thrown down to second. Calls in. Safe.
Okay.
All right. This was game of the week.
Fuck no.
This was game of the week.
Fuck no. I'm still giving game of the week to the Jaguars Texans. I know that's kind of a hot take.
That's a hot take.
But I'm going to tell you right now, give me Jaguars Texans all day long.
I will gladly watch that Bills Eagles game as well. And in the pouring rain to force overtime, Jake Elliott, 59 yards, kicks a field goal. I didn't even know the ball would go that far in the rain. But Jake Elliott's nuts.
It was a great game. It was awesome.
Full of semen after that. Like, that had to be the coolest fucking moment. Jalen Hurts runs it in, wins the game. The Bills, yeah, they're 6-6 now. And their schedule, I don't believe, gets much easier. Looking ahead, they have the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Dolphins.
Yikes.
So, I mean, there's winnable games. There's losable games, too. So, Jalen Hurts had 5 touchdowns. Looked great. Josh Allen also, though, looked really good as well.
I mean, he threw for almost 350 yards in the, again, the pouring rain.
And he ran for 80. Like, he's so fun to watch. He's so fun regardless.
He just needs to slow down.
No, that's his game, though. It's like, I'm going to fucking just...
Yeah, but he is
the coach.
Josh Allen is the gunslinger of the NFL. He is the new Brett Favre.
He is cocaine.
Okay.
Like, he is just always go.
He's Brett Favre to me. Is that a hot take?
So he is Vicodin.
He's naked locker room photos.
Yes.
And fraud.
Fraud. He is welfare.
Ooh, you know what? Josh Allen fraud. Oh. Makes sense.
Would you rather have 10 years of Josh Allen or 10 years of CJ Stroud?
Oh my God, CJ Stroud. Not even close.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm telling you, CJ Stroud gets me fucking excited. All right.
Wet.
Makes my pants tight. Okay.
Pants.
But this Eagles Bills game was nuts. This is nuts. And it feels like the Bills always lose these games. They're always involved in like crazy fucking games in which they lose. Josh Allen 0-6 in overtime now. Most losses to like start
it's on overtime.
Date this back to that Chiefs AFC Championship game, or was it a divisional game when they played the Bills and Josh Allen didn't get the ball? Regardless, then they had the Vikings game last year where Justin Jefferson made that ridiculous catch. They fumbled on, like, the one-yard line or some shit, right? Remember that one a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
And then this game now. Like, they just always are in exciting games and lose. So they got to figure that out. Could McDermott be on the hot seat if they don't make the playoffs?
You know, it crossed my mind. It did. Because they need to make some type of play.
I mean, they can't. They're not winning in the playoffs. Plus, now they would miss the playoffs.
Yeah,
it could be something.
I mean, like I said, it's definitely
on the table.
I'm not against it.
Seat's not hot, but it's the burner's turning on. It's cracking a little bit.
Oh, it's cracking. All right.
Yeah. All right. Missed the button.
God damn it.
Chiefs Raiders was the next game to talk about. Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs were struggling, and then they were like, hey, we're the Chiefs. I'm like, get fucked. It's kind of how this game went.
Yeah, and they're going to chalk it up to like some moral victory. Like, oh, yeah, look what we did.
Chiefs look beatable, though. That's all I'm going to say. They look beatable.
I mean, how many times have I been telling you this?
They look like they could lose to a team that loves to put cheese on their head.
Just saying. You really about to go this far?
They look beatable, is all I'm going to say. They look fucking beatable. And it's all going to be dependent on how their offense can perform, because their offense has definitely been their setback. They finally broke through, scored some touchdowns in the second half. Isaiah Pacheco, another, like, he is Taysom Hill if he just became a running back and just was a running back. Like, just fucking let me kill you while I run at you.
Let me kill you.
Like, that's, he asks. He asks nicely, but he runs meanly. No, not fucking with Isaiah Pacheco if I had to tackle him. So, yeah, the Raiders, I think they're just going to rock with Antonio Pierce next year. And AOC played. Aiden O'Connell, that is.
Yep. And not good.
No. That's your boy, though.
Yeah. You
picked Aiden O'Connell. I picked CJ Stroud.
Fuck off. That's, you cannot do that. Because fuck you. Do you know why I won't let you do that? I'm not saying I'm taking CJ Stroud. I will not do that. But you know why you can't do that?
Why?
Because you said that Young was the number one overall pick.
We were predicting what was going to happen.
And I told you CJ Stroud was.
I predicted that Bryce Young would go number one overall. I didn't
you
say
never he said was, he was going to be. He should be the number one overall pick. You said he should be.
I was predicting what was going to happen.
All right. I
disagree. Sorry, I didn't hear you under that.
I said it. Good God, it's Kyle Trask. What did we do to deserve this?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you fucked that up. On purpose.
What?
Ravens Chargers, Sunday night. Did you see Al Michaels get offered a sandwich with vegetables on it on television?
No.
He was pissed.
That is fucking hysterical.
Let me see if I can find it.
What?
Dude, it was like someone, they were like showing, you know how they show like in the stadiums, like the food or concessions sometimes getting made as like a comeback?
That's good.
Then they were like showing the sandwich get
oh,
made.
Please.
And
oh, please.
Al Michaels was oh, like, please. What the hell is on this sandwich? Oh, here it is, right here. See if I can.
A little bit of this, a lot of that, yeah. What? Well, that's another thing. I worked 7 years with John Madden, and we had turducken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I might have to duck this. No, this is whatever. I don't know. You tell me what's in here.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any green in there for you. Yeah, there's a lot of green in there.
Oh, come on. Get out of town. David, thank you, sort of. Now we're talking.
And then they brought a steak out right there. Oh my god.
I kind of wish that they just straight up fucked it up.
Well,
or like they did it on purpose. They're like, Al, we need to talk. You're just you need to eat healthier, man. You're gonna die.
Did you also see that obviously he didn't do Sunday Night Football, now that I say that, because there was a different debacle for Sunday Night Football. Chris Collinsworth had said he was spending Thanksgiving with his family, so he wasn't going to be at the game. So Jason Garrett was the
yikes
head.
Are you about to hit the backup alarm for that?
Oh, we should.
Are we now the official podcast of backup commentators?
Yes.
Or backup Chris Collinsworth?
Well, the other thing is Jack Collinsworth worked the game. So it was like, why you took off to be with family and then your family's literally working?
Family.
Yeah.
Wait. They had Al Michaels on?
No, I'm saying Al Michaels wasn't Sunday Night Football. I just got reminded.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
of this.
Sorry. I got mixed up for a second.
It was your boy Mike.
I didn't get a chance to watch it because I was busy.
Oh, please.
So good.
Yeah, but I did watch this one. Some people are calling Justin Tucker washed. I'm not. Just want to preface that. I think he's going to be fucking good. And he'll hit a field goal that's like 78 yards or something to win a game.
I will say some people are saying Zay Flowers should get fucked.
Oh, why?
Because of that dance.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, Lamar Jackson.
Have you seen,
said that dance was ass.
Have you seen Baby Boy, the movie?
Oh, so fucking random.
Have you seen it?
Unfortunately, I have.
CJ Stroud did a celebration from Baby Boy this week.
Way to go.
He did the scene where they slap him while they're lining him up.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, so he did that one as well. Brandon Staley's just got to get fired.
Dude.
Just fire him.
At this point, he cannot be left.
Here's the Austin Eckler game I always preach about, too, where he's just absent. Gets the ball all the time. Keenan Allen had 14 fucking catches in this game, though. I feel like he has like 10 catches, 100 yards every week. He's got to be at the top. Okay. If you had to guess, do you think anyone else has more receptions than Keenan Allen? Feels like he always does. You had to take a guess who maybe if there's someone else that might be up there.
Someone that has more receptions. I feel like Nico Collins catches a fuck ton of balls.
No, he's not up there. Keenan Allen does. I just looked it up. He does lead the NFL in receptions. In 11 games, he has 97.
All right, who's number two? Just give me the number.
88.
Ooh, that's pretty bad.
It's a big jump.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Tyreek?
It is Tyreek.
Okay, see, there you go.
But, like, still, that's a huge gap.
Keenan Allen... Is he going to be like the Hall of Very Good?
No, he'll make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, please.
Oh, please.
No fucking chance.
Well, he's going to get to 900 receptions this year because he's seven away. And he's got 10,500 yards.
How many games has he missed?
I don't fucking know. Like, that's not something I have here. He's at 59 touchdowns. He's going to need that to go up to 75, which he's got plenty of time to do that. And yeah, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
Craziest stat you will hear all fucking day if this is true. No shot this is true. The longest reception of Keenan Allen's career, 28 yards.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't even sound real.
I was ready for you to be like 35, 40, 28. He hasn't even hit 30 yards.
He's never had a catch for 30 yards ever.
What?
That's insane. What? I got to double check that on Football Reference because that's what it says on ESPN.
I'm sorry. There is no chance he makes the Hall of Fame.
I just think it's hilarious. Like, I think he will. No, I think he still will. Hall of Fame isn't as hard as the baseball Hall of Fame.
He has missed way too many games, dude.
Keenan Allen.
Way too many games.
Let's see. Really? Because last year he missed seven.
Yep.
And
then 2 years before that,
missed none.
In 2020?
2021.
I'm looking at 2020. So 2 years before that.
Okay, he missed two.
Okay.
Then he missed none. Then he missed none. Then he missed none. Then he missed 15. Then he missed eight. Then he missed two. Then he missed one.
Too many games.
That's not too many games.
Yeah, dude.
It's not too many games. Does it have his longest reception here? Because I need to see that. Like,
did he only 59 touchdowns?
That'll get up to 75, and he'll be fine by the end of his career. I'm just trying to see if his longest catch is here.
No, I got longs right here. There, see, this one's got 54.
Okay, he does.
And I got a 51 right here. See, I don't know what the fuck you're looking at.
Okay, the ESPN literally said for his career, 28 yards was his longest catch. So yeah, I knew that couldn't
be right. I see. Maybe that's just from 2020, because that's his longest.
Not even this year? Does he have one for
42 from this season alone. This is Pro Football Reference. I don't know why you're looking at ESPN.
It just was the first thing I had here. I don't know why.
Garbage.
That's weird. That's weird. Okay.
He just had some decent yards per game stats, though.
Are we done with this?
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
He's averaging 101 and a half yards per game.
Oh, but not a Hall of Famer. Studs and Duds.
Yeah.
No, pick review.
Pick review. Sure. Tom, I went 12-4 this week.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking nasty.
Nice.
You went 13-3. Yeah, good for you, dude.
It's like probably one of our, I think that's probably like tied for one of the best weeks ever. I think you've probably gone through, I don't think we've had 14-2.
I think we have had a 14-2 week.
You have to go find it. I'm not verifying.
I want to say this was long ago, but I feel like we did have that.
I don't know. 13-3.
I've definitely gone 13-3.
You've gone 13-3.
I might have gone 13-3 this year.
But now we're tied, hey?
No, I'm up one.
How?
Because I had 100, you had 98. Wins. I did. I thought
I was back one last
week. I thought you were, but I was wrong. We talked about this the other day.
Mm.
So you are one off.
Mm.
And that is another plus 21 in your books.
Is that 2 weeks in a row? 3 weeks in a row?
No, you didn't get it last week.
Oh.
That was Miami, Las Vegas.
Okay.
But the week before you did.
Okay.
I am up to five.
I'm kind of
nailing it with these plus 21s.
I should have.
You should probably have like four.
Half of yours. I've convinced you to take two of them, I think.
Which one? I know last week.
I just did that, and I'm pretty sure I was telling you to lean on Jets this week.
Nah. Fuck off. Fuck off. I was talking to myself. Don't give me this lean on bullshit.
Okay.
Studs and duds.
All right. Studs. Packers wide receiving room. I just couldn't stop talking about it. It looked great. They looked so good today. Or Thursday. I would rock with that. It's enough for me to be like, yeah, we don't need to draft a receiver.
I went 13-3 earlier this year in week, what is that?
Okay, suck my balls.
Week six.
Okay, cool. Great.
Thanks.
Great.
Your stud? My stud. Do I really have to do this? Because I think I have to. I know I said I wasn't going to.
Oh my God.
Give me Jordan Love.
Ooh.
I said I didn't want to do a quarterback, but you know what? How can I not talk about Jordan Love?
It's good.
And how fucking menacing he was.
Awesome.
He was great.
Yeah. My dud is Fox Broadcasting.
Fuck you! I was going to say the exact same thing.
For not having a turkey leg for him.
Oh, get fucked. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
So mad. And then...
Okay, you can have that dud. I'll give you a dud for saying Keenan Allen won't be a Hall of Famer.
I'm gonna double up on yours.
Okay.
Because double fuck you to Fox for trying to pwn that shit off on Greg Olson. Because they were dicks. Which
was not true.
Yeah, and which is like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah, no, that was not true.
That was bad. Also, dud on us, for both of us, for laughing at bad commercials. Ooh, yeah, we laughed at some bad commercials this week.
Yeah, we did.
And we should be embarrassed. There wasn't just one.
No, there was both like a couple. Laughed at one.
Yeah, there were
separate ones.
But like a mini stud is that one with Greg Olson, and we're like, what's up with that hair?
Like, we totally thought it was his real hair for a second. Totally so thought good. It. I was like, what is this fucking hair, dude? And then it was, oh, okay.
That one was pretty nasty.
Yeah, that fucked us up. Turkey Day week, the Green Bay Packers march into Ford Field, and they felt the love. 29-22.
The only turkey on Turkey Day was me for picking the Lions.
Cowboys, Commanders, Dak Prescott looking fine again. The Salvation Army serves up good turkey legs, too. 45-10.
The Cowboys gave the Washington Commanders a little bit of their Brokeback Mountain.
49ers, Seahawks, Big Cock Brock. He's back. Geno Smith. His back is broken still from Aaron Donald. 31-13. Dolphins, Jets, Black Friday turned into a market crash for Tim Boyle. 34-13.
My Boyle.
Colts, Broncos, Gardner Minshew. Stop doubting the mustache, man. Baker Mayfield, maybe shave the beard. You lose. 27-20.
The mustache is good, but Gardner Minshew's hair is atrocious.
Giants, Patriots, rainy fucking week. Rainy week, but Tommy DeVito, he brings my sunshine. 10-7.
This is the perfect game to give you a limp dick.
Steelers, Bengals, Jake Browning. It's Browning in his pants right now facing the Steelers defense. Hey, Kenny Pickett, he knows how to win, I guess. 16-10.
That was good, Tom.
Titans, Panthers, Bryce Young, you look short. 17-10.
And you suck.
Jaguars, Texans, Dave's game of the week. I love you, CJ Stroud, but Trevor Lawrence's hair and his play might have been better this week. 24-21. Falcons, Saints. It's a dumpster fire in the NFC South. Fucking garbage. Absolutely terrible. 24-15.
The only car the Saints should have is getting hit by one.
Rams, Cardinals. Kyler Murray cannot save this team this year. They are garbage. They are bad. Matt Stafford, a little bit of infusion of youth, though. 37-14.
Yay, the Rams didn't let me down.
Broncos, Browns, we literally never pick the Browns, and the week we do, they punish us for it. That's a punishment. 29-12.
Boo, the Browns let me down.
Eagles, Bills, my game of the week. Hurts, don't it, Josh Allen? 37-34.
Josh Allen sucks.
Chiefs, Raiders. Antonio Pierce probably had a fire pregame speech. I'll say that. But the Chiefs won it. 31-17.
The Chiefs suck.
Wow. Ravens, Chargers. Lamar Jackson, sneaky MVP favorite, possibly. 20-10.
No. No. No, no. No.
Hot take, CJ Stroud should win it right now.
I won't say no. I won't say no to that.
Has a rookie ever won it?
I'm going to say no.
Nothing jumps out. The first one, maybe.
Shit. Yeah, I don't know who else you could say. It's like a for sure. Yeah, I know they talk about Jalen Hurts, but you know, whatever. But yeah,
I would give it to CJ Stroud. It'd be fucking awesome too.
Dak?
No.
Dak's got a fuck ton of yards.
Listen.
Does he have the most? Who's got the most passing yards right now?
It's your boy, Howell Avenue.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, dude. He's fucking nasty. Sam Howell?
That's nasty.
And CJ Stroud second.
God damn.
Just saying, I think if I had a vote, I would lean. It could be Dak, though, too. It was going to be Kirk Cousins, low-key.
Damn, dude. Dak is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Dak has the second highest pass rating in the league behind Brock Purdy.
You know, that's not bad. He also has second most touchdowns. He's only one away from Josh Allen.
Who's got more interceptions than him.
Look, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, CJ Stroud is 5 away, 4 away.
Need a big week.
Were you about to say need a big dick?
Day, I was going to say.
Oh, well, it definitely was cut short, so it sounded like...
Need a big dick day.
Yeah. Dick day.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the No Cap Recap. We do this every week, so keep coming back. If you want to listen to us do some other shit, listen to Down the Wire at the end of the week. This has been the No Cap Recap, and we weren't capping.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.